Hey, Peacekeepers, welcome back to another episode. Today is a very important day because on this day, 1 year ago, we literally released our very first episode of this podcast. Can you believe that? It's been a whole year of me on and off again, crying, laughing, telling stupid jokes, and you guys coming back every now and then to listen to me. And I cannot express how thankful and how grateful I am to every single one of you for coming back, for listening, for giving me your feedback, for rating us on iTunes and everything. Like, you guys are awesome. And seriously, I do not know what I would do without our little Peacekeeper fan base. You guys seriously help me so much, and you have no idea how much I love all of you. So, before I get emotional and start crying as per usual, let's get right into this. I want to talk about our sponsors first, though, because that's important. Don't forget to go give Hollywood Luxe Lash a follow on Instagram if you're looking for affordable, beautiful, bougie-ass lashes. Go give them a follow. They're super inexpensive. They are amazing. They're good quality. They're going to make you look like a bad bitch, and you know we love a bad bitch. So go give them a follow. Next, I want to talk about a new little business that a friend of mine has started, and if you are looking to support them, go ahead and give them a follow on Instagram at earthing_208. I hope I wrote that down right, because if I didn't, that would be embarrassing. But literally, they have the cutest little, like, I don't want to call them, like, that's not the proper word, like, little, I don't want to say knickknacks, but that's the only word that's coming to my head right now. But they're cute little crafty things, like they have little skull planters, and you know we love ourselves a good little house plant. And imagine that bougie little house plant in a little baby skull holder. Like, it's amazing. So go give them a follow on Instagram. And lastly, go and give ca.beauty__ again, that is ca.beauty 2 underscores, a follow on Instagram for hair and beauty tips. He is located in Twin Falls, so if you are looking to get your hairs done, your hair did, anything, go give him a follow and he will hook you up. Also located in Twin Falls, I need to remember to say that, because then, like, if you're around the country, I don't know how that's gonna work unless you fly your ass over here, but I don't know why you would want to come to Idaho. All right, everybody. In case you couldn't tell by the title, today we are going to be talking about a topic that is near and dear to my heart, because unfortunately, I struggle with this every single day of my life. We're gonna be talking about what it is and what it means and how to stop, well, not necessarily stop, but deal with being an empath. And unfortunately, this is something that I have always struggled with because I did not know how to handle it. I still don't know how to handle it, but I think I am getting better. So, the definition of an empath, according to Google, is a person with the paranormal ability to apprehend the mental or emotional state of another individual. And that's literally as best as I can describe it. It's hard being an empath. Like, I feel like it makes me extra sensitive, and I'm already emotional as it is, you know, and when you're an empath, you're kind of just like a sponge, and you absorb everybody's emotions, their feelings, and it literally makes you feel exactly like they're feeling. And when it's so bad that it makes you physically ill, like, I just can't explain the feeling that like overcomes your whole self. And I think that's why I have such a hard time just being alive and being human, because I can feel all the tragedy and all of the hurt and shit that people are feeling. And right now, like, thinking about it, I'm gonna cry. Like, you guys are probably like, she's always fucking crying, but it's true. Like, it is so overwhelming. And then on top of my own, like, mental health issues, it's a lot of sauce. And if I sound a little nasally, I'm sorry. I think I have sinus or sinus infection or some shit. Not the Rona, I promise, but, like, yeah. So if you hear me sounding a little stuffy like this, then it's because of... Oh, you see? Do you hear that? It's because of my sinuses or, like, my allergies or some shit. I literally have, like, Taco Bell mild sauce packs right beside me, so forgive me if you hear the rustling when I'm trying to grab my mouse. All right, so the first sign I'm gonna tell you, signs that you are an empath, and if you relate to these, then you really need to look up ways on how you can fix it, because being an empath can be very overwhelming, and sometimes it becomes too much sauce. So you need to learn how to protect yourself and take care of yourself in times like this. But according to Healthline.com, the very first step is closeness and intimacy can overwhelm you. Empaths often find frequent close contact difficult, which makes romantic relationships challenging. And in case you couldn't hear me laughing at that statement, I have a very hard time with romantic relationships, considering I do not like being around people. Like, I don't like being suffocated by somebody. And this makes people think, like, oh, there's something wrong with her. Like, you know, like, she doesn't love me, or, oh my God, she's cheating on me, or something crazy, you know? But I can't do it. Like, even one of my closest friends told me one time, because, like, we were working together and I had just gone through that traumatic time in my life, like, the most recent one. And he tried to give me a hug and I was like, please don't do this. Like, I couldn't do it. And it takes a lot of sauce, but it's not you, it's me. You want to connect and develop a lasting partnership, but spending too much time with someone leads to stress. They may overwhelm you, and worries about losing yourself in the relationship. Amen. You might also notice sensory overload or frayed nerves, feeling from too much talking or touching. But when you try to express yourself, you need for time alone. You absorb your partner's hurt feelings and feel even more distress. But setting healthy, clear boundaries can help reduce stress. You must know how to preserve yourself so you don't get your energy and emotional reserves swallowed up. Which is definitely true. And I know that there are people in this life who don't understand it, because, like, a lot of people want to be all lovey-dovey. And, you know, unfortunately, in this day and age, like, if you're not all over each other, then it's not considered love, you know? And I've always been, like, a very distant human, and I always blamed that on, not necessarily blamed it, but, like, I thought it was a factor to the fact that, like, my parents didn't show me a lot of love growing up, so I figured, like, oh, you know how SpongeBob says Squidward's father never hugged him? Like, I literally thought that, you know, that was my problem, was because I never got, like, emotional attention as a young human, that maybe that's why I couldn't handle, like, suffocating relationships like that. But no, I think it was just because, like, my partners have always been a lot of sauce, and their emotions always rubbed off on me, and it always just made me so, so sad. The next step, or the next sign, is you have good intuition. Ever felt like you have a strong gut reaction to things that feel a bit off? Yes. Maybe you pick up on dishonesty easily. Mm-hmm. Or you just know when something seems like a good or bad idea. This may be your empath trait at work. Empaths tend to be able to pick up on subtle cues that provide insight on the thoughts of others. And an empath's intuition often tells them whether someone is being truthful or not, which is definitely true. And I don't necessarily think that it's because we can tell you're lying. I think it's because we feel that your vibes are off. Like, and I know that's such a, like, 2021 or 2020 way to say it. But honestly, I can see, like, when somebody's acting weird around me, I know it's because something's going on. Like, I be knowing. And there's no way to, like, express it. Like, if you have struggled with being like overly sensitive, like an empath, then that is that's definitely something that I know that you guys can relate with me right now. Like, you can just tell like something's not gonna be good, or something is switching up, something's happening, that person's a little sketchy right now, simply because the vibes are off. The next sign is you take comfort in nature. Anyone can benefit from spending time in natural settings, but empaths may feel even more drawn to nature and remote areas. Since natural environments provide a calming space to rest for overwhelming sensations, sounds, and emotions, you might feel completely at peace when hiking alone in a sunlit forest or watching waves crash against the shore. Even a quiet walk through a garden for an hour, sitting under trees, may even lift your spirits, soothe overstimulation, and help you relax. And definitely, I feel like if I was more brave or had more time along my two jobs, or three of them you should say, that I would, like, during the summer, catch me outside all the time. Like, and I'm not trying to fucking quote that one girl, but like, I love being outside. I love looking at the sky at night. I love the sunsets, the stars, like the trees. I pass by flowers and I'm like, yes, bitch. Like, it just gives me a lot of serotonin. It soothes me. And I feel like if I could just be out in the sun all day, I would be the happiest human you've ever seen in your life. The next sign is you don't do well in crowded places. Empaths can absorb positive and negative energy just by being in someone's presence. In crowded or busy places, this sensitivity may seem magnified to the point of being almost unbearable. Empaths can easily be overwhelmed by feeling everything more intensely. If you can easily sense how others feel, you'll likely have a hard time handling the emotional noise from a crowd or even a small group of people for an extended period of time. When you're picking up on negative emotions, energy, or physical distress from people around you, you might become overwhelmed or physically unwell. I'm going to say that again. Physically unwell. As a result, you may feel like most comfortable on your own or in the company of just a few people at a time. And definitely, I have a hard time being around people for long periods of time simply because I feel like my social battery drains really fast, especially if that person is not in a good mood. You know, I need the hype all the time, because as soon as I feel something off, I am gonna get really just, I'm not gonna be in a good mood. Like, when somebody's emotions rub off on me, I get, like, physically ill. Like, when something goes south and I can feel it and somebody is upset, like, I'll spend as much time with them as I possibly can to make sure they're okay, but like, I'll run out to my car or my house and I will literally throw up because of how overwhelming they're feeling. Like, I just can't do it. It's so sad. Like, why me? The next sign is you have a hard time not caring. Amen. An empath doesn't just feel for someone, they feel with someone. I'm going to say that again in a louder tone, because listen to me. An empath doesn't just feel for someone, they feel with someone. So when you say you're going through it, trust me, I'm going through it with you. Taking in others' emotions. Hold up. Sorry, I had to clear my throat because my fucking sinuses over here are going crazy. Okay, taking in others' emotions so deeply can make you want to do something about them. Empaths want to help, but this isn't always possible, which can disappoint an empath. You may find it difficult to watch someone struggle and act on your natural inclination to help ease their distress, even if that means absorbing it all yourself. And people always tell me, why do you care so much? Why are you always in like people's business? Why are you always trying to help me? And it's because I literally cannot help it, because me watching you be sad, if you are my friend or you are somebody I care about, I cannot physically handle it, because I would rather be the one struggling instead of you, and it makes me sad if you're sad. Like, I cannot stress this enough, and you guys can tell that this is something that I'm going through right now in my life. If not, I wouldn't be so passionate about it. I can't even say just right now, because literally I'm always going through it, but your girl's just trying out here. The next sign is people tend to tell you their problems. people tend to tell you their problems. I don't even want to go into depth in that one. Sensitive, empathetic people tend to be fantastic listeners. Your loved ones may feel comforted by your support and reach out to you first whenever they experience difficulty. Caring deeply can make it hard to tell people when you approach the point of overwhelm, but it's important to find a balance. Without boundaries, unchecked kindness and sensitivity can pave the way for emotional dumps that may be too much for you to handle at once. While I have this time on this microphone, and I'm going to say it because I know a lot of my friends listen to me, and it's making me sad that I'm about to say it. Literally, I have tears in my eyes right now. You guys, I am not a disposable therapist. Like this says, I'm not an emotional dump. Like, I know you guys love me, and I know you guys take care of me, but, like, sometimes some of you se aprovechan. Some of you literally just take advantage of me for the fuck of it because you know I'm going to be there. But I am not an emotional therapist, so please do not take advantage of your pals. They're supposed to be your friend. All right, I'm done. But here's more to this. People tend to tell you your problems. Empaths may be more vulnerable to manipulation or toxic behaviors. Your earnest desire to help people in distress can leave you unaware of signs of toxicity. I'm going to cry. You may have a deeper understanding of the pain fueling their behavior and want to offer support, but it's important to remember you can't do much for someone who isn't ready to change. I'm crying. I'm literally crying. You're right. It's important for you to remember you can't do much for someone who isn't ready to change. Empaths, everybody listening to this, remember that. If somebody wants to change, you can't do nothing for them. So stop trying at me. This is the next sign, by the way. You have a high sensitivity to sounds, smells, or sensations. An empath's increased sensitivity doesn't just relate to emotions. There's a lot of overlap between empaths and people who are highly sensitive, and you might find that you're also more sensitive to the world around you. Amen. This means you could have... Ooh, hold up. This could mean fragrances and outdoors affect you more strongly. Jarring sounds and physical sensations may affect you more strongly. You prefer to listen to media at low volumes or get information by reading. And certain sounds may trigger an emotional response. And I always figured that this could possibly be sensory overload. But, you know, honestly, I think it's just because I feel like I'm highly sensitive. But, like, if somebody yells too loud or yawns too loud, sometimes when I was little and people would breathe too loud because I shared a room with my sisters, and they would breathe too loud, I would get so overwhelmed. I would grab my little blanket and go sleep in the living room because I couldn't handle it. But remember to take care of yourself when you are just in situations that, like, you have to be present in. Like at work, I work in an auto body shop, and sometimes things get way too loud, so I'll like blast my headphones or I'll like walk to the bathroom because I literally cannot deal with it. The next step is you need time to recharge. Heightened sensitivity to other people's pain can be draining, so empaths may find themselves easily fatigued. Even an overload of positive feelings might exhaust you, so it's important to take time to reset. If you can't escape overwhelming emotions and reset your senses, you're more likely to experience burnout, which can have a negative impact on well-being. Yeah, take it from me, I'm always burnt out. Between juggling all my jobs and my mental health and other people's mental health, it's been a long year already, and we're only 2 months in. Needing time alone doesn't necessarily mean you're an introvert. Empaths can also be extroverts or fall anywhere in between the spectrum. Maybe people energize you until you reach the point of overwhelm. Extrovert empaths may need to take extra care to strike the right balance between spending time with others and restoring their emotional reserves. The next sign is you do not like conflict. If you're an empath, you likely dread or actively avoid conflict. Higher sensitivity can make it easier for someone to hurt your feelings. Higher sensitivity can make it easier for someone to hurt your feelings. Amen. Even offhand remarks might cut more deeply, and you may take criticism more personally. Why are you calling me out right now? Arguments and fights can also cause more distress, since you're not only dealing with your own feelings and reactions, but you're also absorbing the emotions of the others involved. When you want to address everyone's hurt, but don't know how, even minor disagreements can become harder to cope with. Thanks for calling me out. Damn. I feel hurt right now just because they told me that. The next sign is you often feel like you don't fit in. Despite being highly attuned to the feelings of others, many empaths find it difficult to relate to others. Others might not understand why you become exhausted or stressed so quickly. You might struggle to understand the emotions and feelings you absorb or feel like you aren't normal. This may lead you to become more private. You might avoid talking about your sensitivities and sharing your intuitions to feel less out of place. And this is something that I kind of struggled with my whole life, especially in like romantic relationships, because people always just feel like maybe I'm just dramatic or I'm overwhelming or, you know, like it's hard to express. Like people always tend to throw my empathy back at my bipolar disorder simply like because it's so wishy-washy. And I don't mean to call like mental health wishy-washy, but like that's how I feel like mine is, like as a personal experience. But I don't know how to describe it. Like, I will shut myself down emotionally so that people don't have to see all, like, the how I'm over here one second, then I'm over here the next second, then I'm over there. But really, I'm feeding off of their emotions as well, and I don't think they realize that. But my whole life, I felt like I didn't fit in this box that everybody was trying to throw me in, you know? So, I don't know, I just find it really hard to connect and stay connected with people, considering I feel like people don't really understand me. And not to get like all like sad on you guys, but like I don't know, maybe this world just isn't for me. The next sign is you tend to isolate. Isolation can help empaths recover from overwhelm, so completely shunning out the world may cause some healing, but prolonged isolation could take a toll on mental health. There are different types of isolations, and some may offer more reservative benefits than others. Try taking your time alone outdoors when possible and meditate in a quiet park. Walk in the rain, take a scenic drive, or garden. If people drain you easily, considering adding a pet to your life. I want a pet so bad. Empaths may connect to animals more intensely and draw deep comfort from this bond. The next one is calling me out as well. You have a hard time setting boundaries. I don't know why I said it in an announcer voice. Thanks, Tom. What's happening down in fucking California right now? But literally, you have a hard time setting boundaries. I bet. Boundaries are important in all relationships. If you are an empath, you may struggle to turn off the ability to feel and find it impossible to stop giving even when you have no energy left. Jesus Christ, stop calling me out. You might believe boundaries suggest you don't care about your loved ones when the exact opposite is true. Because the experience of others have such an intense impact on empaths, boundaries become more essential. They help you set out limits around words, actions that may affect you negatively, allowing you to get your own needs met. When you start to feel unable to decipher your emotions from those of others, it may be time to explore healthy boundary settings with a therapist. And if I could afford healthcare, then you bet your ass I'd be seeing a therapist. But until then, I'm just going to scream at you guys through this microphone because I feel so called out right now. Damn. The next sign is you see the world in unique ways. Deeper emotional understandings can drive your intuition, and you likely pick up on things other people miss or make connections that aren't clear to anyone else. But this increased connection to the world can also have drawbacks. Environments that don't provide much space for emotional expression can dampen your creativity and sensitivity, leaving you disinterested, disengaged, and struggling to thrive. Amen. You sometimes find it tough to cope with sensory and emotional overload. It may be difficult for empaths to protect themselves from taking on other people's emotions. Good self-care practices and healthy boundaries can help insulate you, particularly from negative emotions and energy. But the emotional noise of the world can cause significant distress when you lack the tools to manage it. If you are struggling to manage overstimulation on your own, and it affects your quality of life or keeps you from relationships and personal goals, A therapist can help you learn to develop boundaries and identify helpful self-care approaches. And definitely, you guys, when it comes to mental health, I am huge on advocating for that. Like, literally, if you have to go see a therapist, I push all my friends, go fucking see a therapist, schedule that appointment, especially if you can get it for free. What are you waiting for? Go talk about all your childhood traumas and shit and go be happy because you deserve it. So I'm going to go through these quick steps on how to control being an empath, and I'm going to try not to talk so much because this is literally, we're 25 minutes in and I'm like hyped. I haven't talked to you guys in so long that literally I just want to sit here for an hour, but you guys don't need that sauce. So the first, hold up. According to hackspirit.com, 18 ways to deal with being an empath, the first step is to practice mindfulness. And mindfulness is always a big factor in things like when you are bipolar, when you are depressed, to if you are an empath. And I know all of this personally because when I did see a therapist, this was the number one step they would tell me to do when I was feeling sad or overwhelmed or just very all over the place. So make sure that you are tuning in to yourself and that you are practicing mindfulness, like small tactics like touching an object or taking a deep breath or slowly counting to 10, maybe even like naming colors that you randomly see, just like slow little things that will keep you grounded and keep you in the moment and just be mindful. The second step is learn how to meditate. And I definitely need to learn how to do this, but my brain literally never shuts up. So I find it very hard to meditate, to like actually stand there for 5 minutes without thinking about all the problems in the world. Number 3 is learn how to take better care of yourself. Amen. 4 is learn how to keep track of your feelings. If you have to throw all your thoughts in a journal and then go back and like read them, because that normally gives me a lot of comfort, is like writing everything down and then going back and reading it. I highly recommend that. Or people get one of those ones that you're supposed to burn after you're done. And if that makes you feel better, then go ahead and do that. Your girl really needs to speed this up because my voice is giving out on me. But 5 is create a safe personal space. My personal safe space is my car. So keep your bad juju out of my bebop, because that's literally, I cry there, I laugh there, I blast my music there, I have my serotonin in there. Like, please keep your bad juju out of my car. 6 is take a physical step away from the problem. And this is always important. Like, I don't know, go create a physical distance, like, I don't know, go hug your friends or hug a tree or just make everything as short as possible, especially if you are around somebody who's like an energy vampire who's trying to like steal all your good chakra, girl. Or when you're in a crowded space, make sure that you are just keeping it simple and you're like avoiding humans at all costs. 7 is immerse yourself in nature. 8 is schedule alone time. And this is something that I definitely need to work on because I do have a lot of issues with being by myself, because the second I'm alone, I will start dwelling in my sadness and it's not a good idea. 9 is learn to communicate what you need. And I'm very bad at telling people no and telling people I can't right now, telling people that I need time for myself because I am afraid of disappointing people I love. And I really pray to God that you guys didn't hear that giant motorcycle driving right outside my house. Oh my god, that's a church parking lot, bro. What are you doing? Anyway, you guys are told, oh my god, he's gonna stay here, isn't he? Okay, he's gone now. Thanks, Jesus. Anyway, so yeah, 9 was communicate what you need. 10 is ignore the negative voices in your head. I will try my best. And we need to learn how to forgive ourselves, you guys. Like, just Learn how to tell the voices in your head that you're trying your best. 11 is to repeat mantras to yourself. I don't like things as return to sender. I release any emotion that isn't mine. I don't feel anyone's emotions. I am focused on my emotions and I am setting aside everyone else's. And this is definitely something that I do, except I feel like I'm not necessarily like religious because I don't belong to a religion, but like I say this all the time, like me and Jesus were friends. Like at least I like to believe, like, you know, somebody up there's got my back, right? So, but I'm also very big on like the universe and things like that. But every night or throughout the day when I feel overwhelmed, I just offer it up to the universe. I offer it up to Jesus. Like, take all this business that's not mine, because I need to just really reset, and it usually helps. Number 12 is forgive and let go. I need to learn how to do that because, unfortunately, I am a fucking boss at holding grudges. I'm so good at holding grudges. Like, I will walk out of your life and never speak to you again. Like, do not try me. Do not at me. I literally am so good at holding grudges and, God damn it. Anyway, number 13 is identify what drains you and energizes you. Learn how to learn yourself, basically. You need to know yourself if you ever feel like, I don't know, you are the only person who's got you. And if you don't know you, then I don't know what the fuck you expect on living life thinking somebody else is gonna know you better than you know yourself. Number 14 is question who your emotions belong to. And you need to know where the bad moods are coming from and fix it. Well, not necessarily fix it, but like remove yourself from the situation. If somebody is making you feel overwhelmed, if they're stressing you out, then you need to either put them in their place and tell them how they're making you feel, or fucking throw them out the window, because you do not need anybody who is making you feel that way. And I understand that sometimes people have bad days and they're sad and they're anxious and they're exhausted and they're feeling sick, and so are you. But if it's every single day, you need to go send them on their way, because anybody who literally knows you like that and knows that you feed off of other people's energies like that, then you have no business hanging around a person that makes you absorb such discomfort. Number 15 is find a healthy way to release emotions. And if you are me and my best friend Chris, then you will just stand in the Stinker Station parking lot and scream, I just want to be appreciated. And then you feel better. And then you go inside and have a bag of nachos. Like, my way of releasing emotions is getting in my car, turning up my 12-inch subs all the way to like 32, blasting some good-ass music, and screaming my lungs out. Like, just catch me driving around fucking my low car like, you know, like, that brings me so much serotonin in my life. Or I sit down and watch some fucking anime, because you can never go wrong with anime unless it's episode 133 of Naruto Shippuden and you're fucking watching Jiraiya die. Oh my god, I'm so manic, you guys. We're literally 30 minutes into this. You know what, I haven't released an episode in a long ass time, so I'm pretty sure you guys are enjoying this. Anyway, 16 is build strong boundaries. And I definitely am going to read this thing for you, because some of y'all need to hear it. Have you ever met an energy vampire? These are people who drain your energy just to feel better about themselves. In most cases, energy vampires recognize empaths and choose them as a target whom they will unburden their stresses and worries to. Not only will an empath feel compelled to help with an energy vampire, but they get drained in the process of listening to them. Although it's a hard truth to accept, empaths have to learn that it is not their response. Ooh, okay. empaths have to learn that it is not their responsibility to save everyone at me. An empath only has so much energy to listen and comfort others. You have to set up boundaries against physical, controversial, emotional contaminants to your energy. Empaths should cultivate a strong sense of self to avoid being taken advantage of by others. You have to know who you are and what you can and cannot handle. Control the time you spend listening to emotional vampires and learn to politely refuse. Remember, the word no is already a complete sentence. I needed that. Jesus Christ. 17 is visualize a protective bubble. Make sure that you are doing your best to block out negative energies and focus on what is happy, energizing, and loving. And the very last way is 18, try control techniques. Empaths can employ visualization to take control when everyone else's emotions are all over the place. So, your control technique would be like, you know, one knob would be labeled as others, so like you try to turn that shit down, and then the other one is labeled as you and turn that shit up. So there you go. That's an example. But just know that because you're an empath doesn't make you a bad person. It doesn't make you any less of a person. I hope you know that, you know, like being an empath, just, it makes you a good friend because you're very, you know, like in touch with everything. You're generous. You're nice. You do what you can for people. So just find people that don't have to verbalize how they feel. Like when they're around you, like just know that you need to surround yourself with people who appreciate you, who appreciate your giving spirit, and that they know that you are trying your best and that you're a good-ass friend and that you do what you can. I'm literally gonna cry because I just try so hard, and y'all know that I try so hard for my friends because I fucking love you guys, but look, I have fucking mocos. But like, some of y'all need to learn how to appreciate me and appreciate your friends who are trying to help you and stop being energy vampires and learn how to love your friends. If they're your friends, then stop treating them like garbage. But yeah, anyway, you know me, I'm problematic. I'm sorry that it's taken so long, you guys, to literally record something, but I got promoted at my job, woo! But like, that literally means that, like, I don't know, I'm still working all my jobs and I am a troubled mess. But remember that we are on all the social medias, Twitter, Instagram, Patreon at Passions Are Peace Podcast. You can send me a Gmail, you can send me a DM, you can do whatever your little heart desires. But also remember that you need to learn how to take care of yourself and be there for yourself as much as you're there for other humans. Don't forget our sponsor, Hollywood Lux Lash, if you're looking for some bougie eyelashes. Don't forget to go and check out Earthing_208 if you want to get a cute little skull planter. And also ca.beauty__ for all your hair, makeup, tip needs. Remember to stay peaceful, stay passionate, take care of yourself, make sure you're staying in your house, wear your mask, watch your kids, drink some water, and take some time to enjoy the things you love. Also, take some time to appreciate your friends who are empaths, bro. I love you guys, and I will see you in the next episode. Thank you so much for 1 year of me being manic. I love you. Take care of yourselves, and I will definitely see you guys in the next episode. Bye.